Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Well, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
How are we today?
Running commentary at. How are you indeed, listen? How are you? Paul, you ran to me in much in the manner of Brian Adams.
Yeah. I run to you. I'm feeling pretty ropey, actually.
What kind of ropey?
Just drank too much yesterday, ate too much rubbish. Woke up feeling sick.
Ooh.
Just because I'd eaten loads of just nonsense.
Yeah.
And,
Do you want to give us some examples?
Well, I got
Did you eat in the middle of some bread?
Well, no, or a whole
packet of biscuits?
No, I just had loads of sort of chocolate cakey things late, really late,
yeah,
drunk.
Yeah. Stupid. Sugars and fats. Yeah.
And then woke up at about 5:30 thinking, why do I feel a bit sick? What have I eaten? And I couldn't remember. Do you know what I mean? I was like, something's happened.
Were you celebrating or doing anything crazy, or was it just the Sunday thing?
No, it was real on the verge of problem drinking stuff, actually. It was like...
Straight into it. Yeah. No, don't go that way. There's a building sign.
We just had some mates round for dinner.
Right.
Josh Howie and his wife, and they've got 5 kids.
Yeah.
5 young kids.
And all the kids came?
All the kids came. And it was a real... It was a real laugh. I really, really enjoyed it.
Yeah. I've hung with those then, but only in the campsite, which
provides
quite a lot of space for 5 kids.
Yeah. But it was real fun. I really enjoyed it. But it left you wanting a drink afterwards. But only because you'd had sort of fun, really. It wasn't that stressful.
Yeah, yeah.
It was a bit stressful, but it's like, oh, we've had this thing that's outside the realms of the normal.
Yeah.
Now let's get drunk. It's a bit weird.
Yep.
But we did that.
Yeah. And also, my guess is, because that was a daytime thing, that you started at a dangerous hour, kind of early evening.
Well, we started about 7. We started about 7, because they'd gone. We didn't drink when they were there.
No.
And then they went.
Well,
like,
say you had your own kids, and they went to bed, and you start drinking at 9. It's harder to get in a mess before bedtime, isn't it?
Yeah. But it was...
Just getting a Newington Green shot. That's nice.
It was also because I'd been away gigging up north and hadn't seen it. There was a sense of like, I'm back. Let's
You're at Manchester's comedy store this weekend.
Manchester and Liverpool double up, yeah. While staying in Birmingham.
Yes.
To save money, which made it all really exhausting.
Yeah, and possibly quite expensive in terms of fuel.
Yeah, but more, not as much as it would have been the otherwise, but it's just more the time.
Yeah.
Just what really, really tiring. And, so I didn't do the park run, I didn't do... Just, it was 2 a.m. every morning, and then driving back from Manchester last night, that was a 4 a.m.
Well, the other thing is,
so it's just tired out.
Another one of these old comedy insights for the non-stand-ups among you, which hopefully is lots of you. I think sometimes when you're doing stand-up, you can forget how much more tiring it is to do lots of gigs.
Yeah.
You know, you think, I'm only working 20 minutes.
I'll just rattle them off.
20 minutes, then travel, then work for 20 minutes, then travel, then work for 20 minutes. And even one of those 20 minutes, you actually bring quite a lot of energy to bear.
Yeah.
So those in the mornings, I always find that the more creativity you've done, like if you've been sort of improvising, the more time you've spent on stage, the more tired you are the next day.
Yeah, you can be.
You burn more stuff.
And late nights and... It was just all really intense. Yeah.
You must have been cold then. Should have stayed in the hotel.
Pardon?
I think it's a bit too late in the year to be staying in tents.
Yeah.
Oh, no, it's not even a joke! So then you set off today.
The gigs were brilliant.
You're trying to get up to like a bit of a double figures run. How do you feel on this run so far? Is it better? Well, it's probably quite good that we're not out to the afternoon.
Well, there's no getting around it in the interest of honesty.
Oh, God.
I lost some pants on the way here.
I was right to be trepidatious.
It was always coming.
Yeah, yeah.
And you must have thought,
I'll get to
Rob's. What with my hungover thing and the foot, he was just... There was a race to drop the kids off at the beach.
Yeah.
And the kids dropped themselves off.
Yeah, great.
That's all we need to hear about that.
I missed the train the other day, so I know what you're talking about. I'm going to make this, and then...
It was...
You've got to reassess your whole situation.
It was awful. I only say that because you did ask.
Yeah, I did.
And just to explain my rather parlous state. Awful. Now, what can you say?
Do you feel better?
I hope so. I think so.
Oh my God.
I mean, we'll wait and see.
I don't want to see.
No. There's nothing to see. I was sprinting across Clissold Park. With that faraway look in my eyes, just bursting for the toilets, literally. And it was just a field too far.
Yeah, the field of dreams. Okay.
And great. So yeah, I was that guy.
Well, I'm sorry you didn't make it to my house. Another way, of course, I'm very pleased. We've got the green man. Let's go.
Let's do it.
So we're heading south from Newton Green, down through De Beauvoir Town, to the canal.
Yeah.
Ramp up the new river.
Yes.
Lovely little run.
Nice.
And that's good for me, because I...
What have you been doing?
Well...
Not what I've been doing.
We're less than 2 weeks... You'd be surprised.
Yeah.
We're less than 2 weeks out from my Yorkshire Marathon.
Yeah.
And I did... Both of us completely blew out. As predicted, blew out on the park run. I mean, the very fact that I'd identified my clothes as a guilt stack...
Yes.
On the Friday night when I stacked them up.
Indicates there was a...
Show that I knew what was going to happen. But I was trying really hard to...
Preemptive strike.
And also, I must have really needed that sleep.
Yes.
I'm getting up at about 6:30, 7 all week long.
Yeah.
So when I set the alarm for 6:30 on Saturday, it didn't seem like that big a deal. But when I turned off the alarm, it was like the easiest decision in my life.
Yes.
I didn't think, I mustn't. I was like, that's going off. So I turned it off.
And I went fast to sleep. You went to about 11:30, didn't you?
So it's 5 hours straight
more sleep. Amazing.
That's your body saying more sleep.
It's time to stop.
Absolute command.
Stop what you're doing, yeah.
And then it was fun posting about it and stuff. And people saying, your body needs everything. But it was really great because I went out and did the 16-mile run as discussed.
Yeah.
Just didn't do the park run.
Right.
Actually did it in reverse because of that. I went up the hill to Town Moor.
Yeah.
Loop that, which is quite traily. It had been raining a lot, so sort of little hills and mud and stuff, and then dropped down through town and went up and down the Tyne.
Nice.
It really is excellent running in Newcastle. Really.
Because you were getting up to 50 miles, weren't you? You were doing it.
Yeah, no, I think I was still, as part of the taper, I think I came in under 40 miles last week.
Right, okay,
coming
cool.
down. But it was a good 16.
Yeah, brilliant.
I won't run that far again. Yeah. I ran a fast 10 and a half middle of last week as well.
Right.
And both of them just feeling really strong, running.
Great.
Not trying to run fast at all,
yeah.
and yet making a pretty...
pretty good fist of it.
Good pace, and also really steady.
Yeah.
Really mechanical.
Nice.
You can spot, read what was happening on the run from the splits. You know, like that's one...
You can feel
that 20 seconds there is where I went up that hill, you know, that kind of
thing. You can feel your fitness bedding in, sort of thing.
Yeah, so it's just where I want to be.
Yeah.
And then I did, it's quite late in the day, apart from anything else, so I immediately feasted and went out and did the gig, and then I did my exercises.
So where were you at the weekend? You were gigging?
I was in Newcastle.
What, the sand?
Jason Cook's gigs at the Custom South and South
Shields. Oh, yeah, they're really nice.
Absolutely
yeah.
gorgeous gig.
Yeah, they're beautiful.
And did that on Friday, Saturday.
Yeah.
And then, it's quite funny actually, because I did another gorgeous gig, theatre gig, the Comedy Stores gig in Durham on Sunday.
Yeah.
And the funny thing about it is that I planned for the train, and I made some stupid, I mean, I worked, I obviously caught myself before I did anything stupid, but I thought, oh yeah, when I get on the train, I'll do all this work and I'll eat all this food. Just like when you're planning a train journey. Of course, that's because the train journeys in our life are often 2.5 hours, sometimes 4 or 5.
Yeah.
Of course, the journey from Newcastle to Durham is
very short.
Quarter of an hour. 12 minutes, I think.
Yeah. Literally just got all your stuff out of town to pack it up again.
So I didn't make any inroads into the screenplay.
Right. Yeah.
And, yes, I did all my exercises yesterday.
Right.
And as you were just saying to my wife before we started running, we left here.
Right.
The whole family's had this cold. I think I mentioned it last week.
Yeah.
And definitely, it's the worst of being fit, is when you hold off a germ without getting rid of it.
Yeah,
so it's just
like
you're eking it out, you know.
So it's been there a little bit, you can feel it.
Absolutely. So I did my 16 on Saturday. I exercised yesterday and then started kind of kicking back. And I ate quite a lot of rubbish yesterday as well.
Right.
I kind of tried to take myself out for lunch, but ended up being hotel room man.
Right.
On the healthy side.
Yeah.
Oh, the stuff I usually eat, you know, wasn't there. I wasn't eating cake.
Yes.
But still, it wasn't as good as a nice square, hot meal made of fresh stuff, you know?
Yeah.
And then...
And how was your boozing been?
Oh, well, I stopped dead at the beginning of October and I'm still with it.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, I mean...
Good for you.
You know, I mean, if I can make a firm decision, I'll stick to it.
Yeah, that's great. That's
so
great.
The calendar has really helped me there.
Yeah.
Hasn't even been... Touch wood, it hasn't even been that hard. It's just...
Right.
It just is what it is, you know?
Yeah.
Had a nice... Erdinger alcohol-free after a long run the other day, and that went down well.
Yeah.
But that's literally as close as I've come. Oh, and I did a fancy gig on Friday lunchtime.
Yeah.
And they gave me a bottle of champagne.
All right.
So great. Now I've got to
carry
that too.
Without
take it home again.
And
then me and my wife have to not drink it.
Till after York, yeah.
And that is fantastic. Yeah. You know, first world problem.
Yeah, yeah.
What am
I
going to do with this gift of champagne?
All this champagne.
I feel like you in New York.
Yeah. No, that'll be great.
So then I had a terrible night's sleep. A bit of a backache, sort of like a flank ache. I think it was brought on by carrying my bags around, but
yeah.
I think it's just this cold. You know, when you get just more susceptible to aches when you come down. And I can feel it in my nose.
Right.
My guts are in a state. Although, you know, I've maintained self-control all day long.
It's all relative. It's all relative, isn't it?
And I was on the train without paper today, so I thought for a minute that my story was going to be the dramatic one. Yeah. But no.
He's going fast, that guy, isn't he? Look how fast he's going. Now he's suddenly stopped. He's looking confused. Now he's going fast again.
He's going fast again, but his legs are all akimbo.
Yeah, it's a weird style.
Is that John Wayne?
Oh,
happy day.
Oh.
Oh, roads.
Oh, yep.
Backache and a terrible
backache,
such a bad night's sleep. It was one of those nights of sleep where I had to kind of wake myself up and go back to sleep.
Right.
So I was kind of fighting it. And then backache plus gut rock, and sometimes they're quite bad because
of course,
it makes it harder to kind of hunker down.
Yeah.
Kind of right state.
So training's going really well.
We're decrepit.
Yeah.
But actually I think that it's quite weird because today has felt quite a lot like Maranoia, but like a week early.
Right.
Kind of hoping to get it out of the way. If you know what I mean. If I can be ill now, feel a bit rubbish for a couple of days.
Yeah.
And get back to feeling a bit more confident.
Because my
next
training
week.
Had been going well till this Manchester Liverpool late night athon wine thing. I went on a hilly nine mile on Thursday.
Yeah. And that'll take a couple of days to bounce back to you.
I really started steady and ended up really going for it, and I was doing 7:30s. The last mile I did in 6:36.
Yeah.
I just felt really strong. I just felt great.
Yeah. Which is good. You can't take that away from yourself. But
no, I've still got it, but it feels a long way away now.
Yeah.
Pantless and hungover.
Well, that's what I was saying to myself this morning is you almost feel like you keep training, you keep making the effort, keep doing the thing. Some of the things are good, some of the things are bad. You know, high mileage, high alcohol intake, great gigs, lots of travel. And ultimately, it's not much you can do once. How one feels about, well, A, psychologically in the soul, and B, physically.
Yeah.
It's a bit like the weather.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes you're just like, I'm a legend.
Yeah.
I feel amazing.
Yeah.
And other days you're like, this is awful. I don't know what I'm going to do myself.
I mean, it's the late nights that do that I find harder to come back from the early mornings. I mean, 4 o'clock on a Sunday morning.
Yeah.
It's just hard work, isn't it?
That's right. Well, after my crash back to sleep on Saturday, I set my alarm both days, Sunday and Monday, but for really late.
Right.
Because I thought, I need to sleep. And also, when I get home, I need to be up. You know?
Yeah.
My family needs me in the morning.
But I bet you really enjoy that deep sleep, that 5.5 hours holiday.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I think by last night, I'd got far enough away from it to kind of not quite be tired enough, you know?
Right.
I don't know how it works. So, yeah, it's been good. And I feel like it's interesting that we both had that kind of thing today. Maybe it's something in the air. It's all a bit kind of, isn't it?
It's getting a bit wintry as well.
I hope it's some comfort to you to know that I feel pretty rubbish today too, and I haven't had anything to drink.
Yeah.
It's the worst of both worlds.
I'm away to Berlin tomorrow.
Nice.
Do a couple of gigs with Rachel. Well, Rachel's coming. Should be good fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What gigs?
Just some guy runs some gig. Christian Schalter, you know, the German guy.
Yeah.
He just runs some nice gigs there, apparently. Nice. So hopefully I'll hop on and enjoy that.
Yeah. You know, when you're running the Berlin Marathon, you have to be careful not to hit the wall.
Right. Yeah.
It's a running joke there.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing it. I've never been to Berlin.
Yeah. Well, as you know, I loved every minute of my visit.
Yeah. Nothing but positivity.
That's all I've got to share with you here. But I do think it's great. I mean, you know, I think it's certainly somewhere one should go. I'm going to, as you know, I'm going to Buckingham Palace later in the week.
Oh, brilliant. Of course.
Which, again, I'm not necessarily going to celebrate. But you've got to say yes and go and see.
Absolutely, yeah, that'll be all right.
Yeah.
I'd love to go to Buckingham Palace, that'll be fun.
That's with to do with 50 years of Parkinson's UK.
Right.
Although, of course, next Monday is the Parkinson's UK gig at the Comedy Store, for which tickets are still available.
Yes.
Yeah, we're both on that.
We'll do that.
Yeah.
Do that together.
I won't be drinking.
No. There'll be no more boozing.
So, and the other thing is I feel good because I did write off that park run, and I like that town more. Park run's really great. That town more is just a fantastic place.
Yeah.
And a lot of sky up there.
Mm.
And someone said, are you going to make it your last three park runs to 50 before the end of the year? And I just felt like saying,
I'm sure.
Well, no, I felt like I said to myself, of course I will.
Yeah.
You know, I'm going to.
I'm sure you will.
I think by my birthday more than by the end of the year as well.
Yeah.
Which is, what, 6 weeks?
Yeah.
I
think that'll happen
quite
naturally.
Maybe apart from the summer, I think I've been getting to a parkrun every couple of weeks all year. Maybe every 3 weeks rather than every two, but it's certainly been a much more regular thing in 2019.
Yeah, it's just that. It's just when the alarm goes, you know, don't you?
You know.
You kind of know.
Exactly.
There's a window, shall I, shan't I?
Yeah, exactly, because I had one the other week. I can't remember which one it was. When I ran, I did the 17 miles with Crosby Park running it.
Right.
And that was virtually exactly the same.
Yeah.
You know, when I woke up, I was like, oh my God, no way.
Yeah.
But I did it.
Yeah.
So it's all about central governor decisions, isn't it?
Yes, it is, yeah.
Front brain and back brain. It's raining again.
It is raining, isn't it? Yeah. Did that affect the podcast the other day, the rain?
Yeah, we lost it. Apologies, listeners. Paul sounded a bit weird towards the end of last week. But again, it's because he put a lot of miles in. You think it happened to yours first because you were already wet.
Right.
So can you try not to drip on your mic?
Yeah. He got a little bit muffled.
I mean water.
Yeah. Got a little bit muffled.
A little bit muffled.
A little bit muffled.
You know, it's been a little while since we've dusted off these.
Dusted off the older
Irish accents there.
A bit muffled.
Perhaps because they're offensive. I don't know there. Maybe they might offend the odd Irish. Irish in the tunnel.
Goose. Bonnie lad, I've been in some fields for the weekend.
Ah, mate.
Oh, that was terrible. I didn't even get to
the stuff.
I was great.
I was in South Shields, Lee.
It's funny going from South Shields to Durham because I don't think both communities are slightly uncomfortable with the proximity of those two places.
Right.
Oh, hello, this is Durham.
Yeah.
It's South Shields.
South Shields.
And then the nice thing is the factor, the centre of that Venn diagram is the Great North Run.
Yeah.
You walk out to Station Durham and say, who's done a Great North Run? And loads of people are like, yay!
I reckon it.
Had a great heckler in Durham. Heckler's the wrong word, but that's what was so great about it.
Yeah.
It's a guy with autism in the audience who apparently goes to the show quite a lot, and he's really into it and really nice. And I had a bit of a technical issue with the guitar, and he just called out, is your guitar broken?
Right.
I was like, I don't think it is. I think it's the line. It's like, you should ask them to fix it for you. I said, I will. Thank you
very much.
And then I managed to rewire myself on stage, started playing some rock. I was like, what do you fancy? What's the play? And he said, why didn't you try some reggae? It was like my conscience, you know, it's like my spirit guide. Single most positive, helpful heckler I've had in my entire career.
Yeah.
So you were saying Manchester was good?
Yeah, Manchester store was great. Liverpool, just really nice, friendly, great gigs. Just surprisingly good fun, you know?
Yeah.
It was just really
Not necessarily surprising.
No, but I mean, they're always good fun, but it was like, they were really packed. You know, they were really, really busy.
You're welcome. Yeah.
And
great.
It was, and I was on last. And it was just really, just solidly good fun. Just a real storming gigs.
I think we are, touch wood again, slipping into peak season for comedy.
Yes.
You know, as the autumn kicks in, we've got a few weeks now where comedy is exactly what everyone needs.
Yeah.
Before Christmas kicks in, and it becomes what everyone thinks they need.
Yes.
When actually all they want to do is get drunk.
Drunk and have a chat, yeah.
Which is fine too. It's just, you don't have to stop and listen to us while you're doing that.
No. So you think you do, but you don't.
Lucky for me, really, because I'm off to, got more nice gigs lined up in Comedia Brighton this week.
Right.
The Shape of Laughter is always a lot of fun.
Yeah, that'll be so, really good. You know, yeah.
Very nice.
Very nice.
Very nice.
Very nice gigs.
Nice gigs.
Very nice. I don't know what this voice is. I wouldn't want to listen to
me. I don't know
me.
What that voice is either.
Talking like this.
So, here's a question.
Come on,
from our listeners.
Yeah.
We dwelt on the taper.
Yes.
Last time.
Yeah.
Or recently, anyway. And someone said, great to hear that stuff about the taper.
Yeah.
How would you pace yourself in a run?
Right.
And this is someone...
In what kind of run?
Well, in a long run, in a half marathon or a marathon.
Right.
But also just, you know, not necessarily if you're trying to do it really, really fast, just how to get through that day, you know, in the wider sense of it.
Yeah.
I think right at the beginning of a long run, there's a real balancing act because everyone knows kind of on paper, hopefully, that you've got to be careful not
start.
To go off too fast.
Yes.
Because all the excitement of the day and just the fact that you're running with other people enhances pace.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. So hopefully that's kind of set as a solid saw that don't go off too fast.
Don't set off at anything like a pace that feels uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And even comfortable but nippy
will
let you down.
Yeah.
But on the other hand, in real terms, you have to take that with a little pinch of salt that it's really hard to go off really slow.
Yeah, you don't want to go off really slow.
No. And it won't magically leave you with incredible buckets of energy in the second half of the race if you do.
Not necessarily. No, if anything, it'll key yourself into a pace that's just a little bit too conservative.
Yeah. Because the thing to remember is that even if you don't see yourself as a kind of a going for time or, you know, like, I don't know, if you don't think of running that way, you're just trying to complete an event, which is totally valid, particularly
once
you're running in double figures.
Yeah.
But no, actually, at any distance, whether you're doing a 5K or a 10K. But the thing to remember, above and beyond that, separate from any kind of competitiveness, is that the easiest way to complete any run is to do it as quickly as is available to you.
Yes, totally. But it's as a general rule, even like for your absolute best runs, you'll be feeling okay, but under a little bit of pressure quarter of the way round, tired at halfway and close to your limit three quarters.
Yeah.
That's for people really going for it.
Yeah.
But if you can try and
think I'm going to... I believe I have the energy to go faster in the second half than I did the first half. That's a good one, just for a kind of basic idea, isn't it?
And the way you phrase it is perfect. If you've got the idea that you can come back later on, then you are pacing yourself well enough.
Yes, yeah,
and,
yeah.
And if you find later on you can't come back, it doesn't matter.
Yes,
you've still done that.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
You still attempted to hold something. And what you're probably doing... He's using that energy you knew about just to hang in there, you know?
Because psychologically, it's much nicer to be overtaking in the second half.
Yeah.
It's so much, and that will help. That will keep your speed. It'll help you accelerate. It will just help me so much as opposed to getting picked off by others, which you've all had. And it's just something I tend to do, especially if I'm not fit. I always overestimate how fast I am.
Yeah.
And I just go through half way too fast, and then it's the slow fade. You know?
Well, it's the miles. Ultimately, the miles separate out from the training. You know, it's like me in New York. I was fit and I felt great, so I ran half of it.
Yeah.
And then I had nothing left.
Yeah.
And now you're just kind of crawling around. So I suppose the other thing is to... It's going to feel like a surprise anyway. It's going to be a shock to the system. So the more prep you can do... The more you can think, well, actually, I've done this.
Yeah.
You know, and it'll be okay.
Yeah.
This is some of the
training in terms of, like, on your steady runs, just practicing, try to speed up in the last few miles.
Yeah.
Or just give it more energy in the last...
You don't even have to speed up. It's more about finishing strong.
Yeah. Just locking yourself into that.
Yeah.
Will really
help. If you can come back after a long run and say... I was running at roughly the same pace, just roughly the same pace all the way.
Yeah.
Whatever pace that is,
yes,
you've run it well.
Absolutely, I agree.
And then the other side of that is, and I'm sure both of us, well, definitely me, if you strive for that and sort of think about keeping energy for later and overtaking the last part of the race or whatever else, and then you do slow down, but as you slow down it's a fade rather than a crash, then that's fine.
Of course,
you know, if you could see the splits on my marathon PB, I slowed down.
Yes.
You know, it went off really fast.
You held it and then faded. One does tend to slow down.
Exactly. All of these things.
It's a very rare runner who doesn't slow down a bit.
That's right. And all of these kind of obvious bits of advice, they are against the natural run, which is to set off fast and it is to fade.
Yes.
You know, you're basically trying, it's a balancing act. And the other obvious things, not obvious, sorry, the things that people watch out have said before but needs saying again are... Don't do anything new.
Yes.
Don't do anything silly.
Yeah.
Know every aspect of your clothes.
Yeah.
Because as you go into distance, they're going to rub.
Yeah.
You know? If it's wet or you're going to be sweating, things are going to rub worse.
Yeah.
That's when you need Vaseline and plasters. If you don't have a carb gel for the first time in some event, because it'll make you feel sick.
Yes.
If you want to try one out, have it on training.
Yeah, try that in training, Try everything in training.
Try anything.
You get your race in the training you do, don't you?
Yeah.
Really, that's where you earn it. And also be a bit wary about running with people as well.
Yep.
During a race, if you want to do a certain time. It's good to run with people, but that can be a bit of a...
It's just much more difficult when it sounds, isn't it?
Yeah, because it sounds great. It sounds like an extension of your social life.
Yeah.
But it's not, is it? Because you've got a race, you've trained for it, you want to do well.
Yeah.
And suddenly you're running with someone and... You don't quite know. Are we racing? Are we talking? Are we, They're running just a
Your
little
paces
bit.
Paces have got to fall.
They're running a little bit slower than me, but this is the right pace. But my stride doesn't feel right.
Just
it can set off a kind of confused mindset.
It adds variables.
Yes.
In a situation where you want to keep things as simple as possible.
Yeah. I don't want to talk now.
That's interesting. Yeah. Actually, that just you saying that reminded me of running the Great North Run with Sophie and Susie.
Right.
And. You know, I didn't know I was going to go up the steps down the right.
Right, okay.
Here this way.
Yeah.
Coming off the canal. Did I even get a picture of us by the canal? Whew. You know, and it was... I always think of that as being me running with them.
Right.
But I didn't really.
Yeah.
I set off, realised I was running roughly the same pace as them.
Right.
Overtook them. And, and then sort of forgot about them.
Yeah.
Because I had my head down and the music was playing. And then became aware of them again at the end.
Right.
So we were running at about the same speed.
But not together.
But it only worked because I had like 10 miles of not being even aware they were there.
Yeah.
So that's a prime example.
It can mess you up a little bit, yeah.
Yeah.
And it's funny because you might end up running with someone else anyway who you haven't planned on. You key off people all the time, you know.
You've got to keep your mind open about that.
Yeah.
Other people in the race, they're going to feed into your race.
Yes.
And if it's useful to you, take it.
Yeah.
And if it isn't, dismiss it.
Yeah.
You know, and anything you think that helps you move forward is fine. If you think something, it really helps you, and then later on it seems ridiculous to you, that's okay.
Yeah.
You know, I saw a guy up ahead of me in the Royal Parks half marathon once and thought, I'm going to hold that guy and then catch him at the end.
Yeah.
And then immediately I thought, oh, I forgot
no,
about
I'm not.
And that's fine too.
He seems to be going a bit faster.
Yeah. I can't even remember which one it was. Whoever he is, he's blooming miles away.
Yeah.
And that's fine, you know. Both things were fine. Because it's your legs and your lungs and your muscles that are doing the work. It's all just stuff that's going on in your head.
Yeah. And it's about chunking the distance down as well. I mean, half marathons, how you know, for halves and marathons, how you choose to split those up in your mind, you know.
Again, in the most useful way.
Yeah, and I mean, the half marathon's quite an odd one. I mean, you've probably got more experience of that than me at the moment. So I normally think of it as 2 10Ks and a bit at the end.
Yeah, I think that's quite
good. But just to kind of, as a basic thing.
Yeah.
But I think how do you frame a half marathon?
I think the absolute, the blessing, the curse, the positive, the negative, the absolute truth of a half marathon is that you can't help but think of it as a speech marks in the air here, normal run.
Right.
But it's longer than that.
Yes,
But don't pretend to yourself, you can't go off in the first 5K and think, I'm running a half marathon.
Yeah.
That won't help.
Yeah.
But equally, if you think this is going to feel like a park run, then when you get to 10 miles, you're going to get really surprised, you know?
Yeah, it's a long way.
Ultimately, you're going to have to hang in there. It's a really tough distance.
It's a long way to race after 30 miles. It really is.
It's a long way to run.
Yeah, to run, to race. It's just a, you can't do them every weekend.
No.
Well, you can, obviously. People do. But people do. I can't.
No, and again, it's all about what's available to you. I mean, look at all the, look at our community.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of people, I spoke to someone at the Geese of the Weekend, actually, saying, oh, I did a half and did it in this time, that time. If you look at the times, there's a massive spread.
Yes, yeah,
from
there
people,
is.
From people, from real kind of athletic hairs.
Yeah, we've got like people in the low 70s, haven't we?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And they're basically, they're stretching what we would all conceive of as a sprint.
Yes, yeah.
Over
yeah,
this massive distance.
Yeah.
And then there's other people who are running all the way around, or running and walking and just keeping their pace together.
Yes, yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
And doing it in 2.5 hours and feeling
absolutely
great about
yeah
it. It really is that distance. It's every one of those efforts is totally valid. The important thing is to not underestimate the magnitude.
Yeah.
The most wise thing anyone said about half marathon was Kate Carter saying we shouldn't have half in its name.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it makes people underestimate
yes,
the
yes
magnitude of this great task.
Yeah. Some people just run more races than others. And I totally understand that.
Yeah.
Because it's a real laugh doing a race.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I met this guy just before the 10K in Scarborough. For me, I'd
Scarborough?
Scarborough! Because of my schedule, I don't get a chance to race as much as I want, so it's quite a special thing for me.
Yeah, yeah.
But he just races all the time. He wasn't particularly fit. He's just quite a big bloke who obviously saw it as an extension of his social life.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he just absolutely loved it, and I totally get that.
Yeah, and the more times you do it, the more that sort of like apparently quite a hard work philosophical thing I was saying just now about some people will help you, some people won't help you. The more you do it, or some ways of thinking rather,
yeah,
you do it all the time. You don't have to sit that shape.
You don't have to worry about
that at all.
Yeah, totally. It's just what you're doing at the weekend, you know.
And that is, for a different demographic, that's exactly what parkrun is, isn't it?
Yes, yes.
Go every week, do the same distance, with roughly the same people.
Yeah.
Probably is roughly the same result.
Yeah, yeah,
and that gives you a really nice, simple palette to work on your
Running. Social.
Or even not even work on it, just to experience your running.
Yes, yeah, 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 absolutely. Absolutely.
So, nothing much useful there, but we had a good old chat about it.
Yeah, no, but it's, it's, I suppose it's trying to resist the initial rush at the start, isn't it?
Yes.
It's just quite hard to, you know.
Well, I think we would have said it about a marathon. We're going to go up there, so just going to get across here. You said it about a marathon, it's definitely true of a half as well. But any distance, really, is you can't know what it's going to be like from the start line.
Yeah.
Just start running. Start running sensible. Hold on. And then later on, you'll see.
Yeah.
You'll find out what runner you are in the second half of the run.
It's funny because you, for every distance where you try to run fast, it's like I did the first 3K at the Scarborough 10K. And I thought, and it was one of those where the 3 and the 7K markers are right next to each other, sort of.
Yeah, yeah.
I thought, by the time I hit 7, I'm going to feel a lot different. Yeah. You know, you just know it.
Yeah, that's right.
You just know
so
you what the experience is going to do to you.
And not think about it, but you're still thinking about
It feels so far away.
That's right.
And then it comes to you, think, yeah, I am really tired.
I had the, it's like when I got to 5 miles in Yorkshire last year.
Yeah.
Okay. 5 miles, I mean, I've just run 5 miles and I can't.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean anything.
Yeah.
Still going to go 21 miles.
21, I know. You can't. You really have to chunk it down in the marathon, don't you?
My favourite is to be able to chunk it down, but in surreal ways that your most scientific brain can't quite see.
Yeah.
So going round and round the Grand Prix track is really good.
Right.
Or 3 laps of a park run.
Yes, yeah.
Because
yeah.
each lap you're really concentrating on that lap.
Yeah.
And it just sort of breaks it down in the way that your imaginative brain can still chew on.
Yes.
Rather than if you say, you know, well, it's a completely different discipline to run round and round a track.
Absolutely,
like
you
did the other day.
Yeah.
And I think I'd kind of go insane. The other thing is when I set off in a marathon and a park run, is I really do just try and fall into what my body wants to do.
Yeah.
And that is, you run a massive risk of going too fast then.
Yes,
because
you're
setting the top bar of your pace.
Yes.
You know, so you say, I don't want to go faster than this.
Yeah.
So you pull it back and you I don't know if these people seem fine, I'm running next to them. And what you'll be doing then is the maximum that's available to you. But if you recognise that and kind of eke back off it and you're ready, it's not necessarily a bad thing.
No, I mean, I tend to think at the beginning of marathons that this is too slow. But I like that. That's a good feeling for me.
Yeah, that's right.
I like to feel this is like, it's like holding a, it's like holding something back, isn't it? Holding it's quite a nice day, you know. I mean, it's a bit wet.
It's not
everything
bad at all.
I've enjoyed the run.
No, it's not as cold as I thought it was going to be.
Yeah.
Oh, no. The baby's lost the hat. That's really bad news.
Oh, no. Someone's picked it up off the floor and put it on the bench.
Still looks happy about it. Yeah.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
We're on a new river now. So we ran down from Newington Green through to Beauvoir Town along the canal where the worst of the rain was.
Yeah.
Now we're on the new river. I think maybe it's still raining a bit, but there's quite a lot of shelter down here as well.
Yeah.
And how are you feeling now? You must be 10k in now.
Yeah, I feel my legs feel fine. It's just my stomach feels
consistently fragile. I've just to think about it.
No, don't. Let me know that if anything's going to happen. So I can take cover.
Of course I would.
Take cover! Two comedians, one of them's got the 1,000-yard stare.
It was the... I thought I was going to be okay.
Seen in Glizzard Park running at a very high speed.
Erratic manner while stretching his posterior.
Certainly suspected of clench.
Yeah. Spent an inordinate amount of time in the toilets at Glizzard Park cleaning himself up.
It's not a nice place to be.
It was the stopping. I knew coming down. Don't worry, I'm not going to talk about it too.
Yeah, we're talking about it.
But I was coming down from Finsbury Park, and I knew he was going to go to the wire, as it were. Ooh. I just knew I wanted to. So I was running for the toilets about a kilometre away at that point. Running quite quickly.
Yeah.
Not wanting to stress myself out.
Yeah.
But knowing that I was in a
That's
position.
That's another good way to pace yourself out in a marathon, isn't it?
Yeah. Just never go to the toilet.
It reminds me of when I was last in the Alps.
Yeah.
Because they were covered in kind of a lovely, cool, powdery, clean white snow.
Yeah.
And that's all I want to think about right now. Clean white snow. Yeah.
Clean white snow. Find a happy place. And I thought I was going to be fine.
Oh, no.
But then I had to stop for traffic.
Ah.
And it was that moment that my body thought, oh, we've stopped, so that's it now.
Yeah, let it go, let it go.
And that was the moment when I realised something was happening that I didn't want to happen.
There's a great moorhen in the river there with
beautiful.
It's just gone from the middle where I have all the raindrops making these.
That is gorgeous, isn't it?
It's beautiful, isn't it? It's like being in a jungle somehow. Rough in a jungle. In the jungle.
So, yeah, when the body stops, it kind of sends a message.
Yep.
This is cool. But it wasn't cool.
I noticed something just now.
Yeah.
I was about to apologise for how we constantly shift between, not constantly, but we often shift between kilometres and, thanks.
Thank you.
And miles. But actually, again, it is useful to have different ways to think about it.
Yes. Yeah.
If you're comfortable thinking in kilometres, do it in kilometres.
Yeah.
If you're going out on a marathon and, you know, and all the sign markers are in miles, but you're a parkrun person and you're thinking of it as, what is it, 8 parkruns or something?
Yes.
Yeah, 8 or 9 parkruns. Think of it that way.
Yeah.
It's all good.
I used to think in miles, but now I like kilometres because there's more of them, so they go quicker.
Yeah, whereas I didn't.
So I don't get lost in them. I can get lost in a mile.
And in Berlin, I hated the kilometres because I knew that theoretically. And in practice, each of the late kilometres seemed quite far enough.
Right.
And that hurt me because they weren't getting me enough of the way towards the finish line.
Yeah. I mean, if you're having a bad one, nothing's going to make you feel better, is it?
No, that's right.
It's like everything only compounds the torment.
And all these things that look so logical, you can really make mistakes. You know, you get real, you know, it's like altitude sickness. You can kind of, you just got to let yourself off thinking crazy, unhelpful thoughts.
Yes.
Because as we go too soon on this, but as we close in on my locality,
yeah.
I know you've got some PBs.
We have got some PBs, yes.
But I just wanted to put out special mention to Davey Duncan, who did the Loch Ness Marathon that weekend. I was just saying that he didn't feel like he had enough mileage in training.
Yeah.
And really felt himself kind of crash out in the second half.
Yes.
And everyone was saying, but you did it, you know?
Yes.
And that is so
key,
ultimately, with a half marathon and a marathon. What you're doing is you're completing the distance.
Yes. You know? And you're getting something out of it in every one.
Yeah.
Every time you do it. I got loads out of it. London this year. In my slowest marathon. I really, really enjoyed it.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, exactly. And I don't have too many regrets about my canal canter.
Yeah.
And that was really tough.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
It was
all
I could do to keep running at any speed in the last, last 6 miles.
Oh, way up.
And I don't regret it. You know, it's a learning curve, isn't it?
It made you a stronger runner, yeah.
And who was it? Who was out at the weekend just hating it, feeling rough all the way, not enjoying it, bad weather, and then got lost and ran 26 miles instead of 24?
Oh, yes. Yes.
But that is such good training.
Is that Michelle Woodcock?
That's right.
Yes, yeah.
And just
that's crazy. That's She's great, though. She sends us lots of nice photos, doesn't she?
Yeah, it looked like a gorgeous rabbit. Yeah, it didn't sound like brilliant. A gorgeous rabbit.
Yeah.
No, but that's the thing, is that, you know, that there are no wrong answers. There are bad experiences.
Yeah.
But it's all good training. And one day, you'll turn around and go, oh, this is good. I mean, you know, even if all it is this is good, because it's not as bad as that, that's enough.
We need to give a shout-out to our mate. I think this is... I only say this because he sent us an email. This one, Christopher... Is it Markham? The guy you met from Liverpool who's...
Oh, Chris Murphy.
Chris Murphy, yeah. Who's going for the sub 3 and got it.
Ah!
Did you get that email today?
I haven't seen it. No.
Yeah.
That's great.
He got it. Yeah, he did 2:59.15.
Yeah.
And he'd be Woo-hoo. Like... I felt a bit part of it, actually. I just felt a bit part of that thing. I was trying to give him tips on how to pace it.
But
whilst knowing that he was going to be able to do it.
Yeah.
He had the physical times.
Yeah.
But having the physical times and doing it mentally.
God.
He was really happy.
Oh, that's great.
He'd had a great run.
Yeah, because the last time I saw him, he was setting off for a nippy 24.
Yes. He's
saying, just like Paul does.
We haven't seen Paul. Seen Paul for a while. So I think that was at Chester, but I'll confirm that next week. I've got the email, and as I say, I was a little bit hungover. Our physical states were different when I got it.
Altered states.
And he went through, he did it real even pace as well.
Yeah,
sort of 89,
great.
20
just
something,
in
then
control 80.
Just a perfect race, it sounds like.
I suppose.
So he's loving it.
When it comes down to it, whatever you're going for, is to just try with your training, psychologically as well as physically, to create a space big enough to handle the achievement you're going to attempt to make.
Yes.
You know, so that it doesn't come, so that even when it is really hard, it doesn't come as too much of a shock to your system.
Yeah.
You're not actually going to have to lie down.
Yeah.
Because that really, you can lose valuable minutes lying down in the road.
Yeah, that's no good. That goes without saying for all the tacticians out there, lying down in the road.
Yeah.
To be frowned.
That will work against you. And it is funny, I felt good on my 16 the other day. We stopped, saw a really good, tried to get a really good photo, and I took some other photos, so I've been stopping for a couple of seconds here and there. We're around 14. I saw a photo I really wanted to take, and it took a bit of framing up.
Right.
And I could just feel my legs going, stopping.
Yes.
Don't be stopped anymore. Yeah. Off we go.
Because it's so hard to start again, isn't it?
It's funny also, because when I saw Chris out on the way to Crosby Park Run, and saw Gormley's Another Place on the beach.
Yeah.
It's really special, really, you know, really spiritually fulfilling day.
Yeah.
And at this long run on Saturday, I got right to the end of the only place on the run I'd never been before.
Right.
Which was inland on the north bank of the Tyne. I ran all the way to the end of the walkway there.
Right.
Quayside, I think it's called.
Yeah.
Which is a nice kind of older redevelopment. It looks a bit kind of 80s. It's really nice. The views are superb. And just at the random point you turn around the apex, I turned back. I was trying to take a picture of a cormorant. You know how they dry their wings?
Yeah.
And it was standing right in the middle of the Tyne, tides out, it's on the edge of the sand, all reflected, widening its wings and just slightly waggling them. And then up on the horizon behind it, it's the Angel of the North.
Wow.
And that's the only place you can see it from. You can see it from anywhere else.
Wow, what a nice moment.
Quite far out of town.
Yeah.
Echoing the cormorant.
Yeah, nice.
It's beautiful. Incredible. I'm haunted by Gormley. I'm gormless in the face of
the cormorant. That sounds great, mate.
I've got the Angel and the Cormorant. Deering, I sing a comparison between a cormorant and the Angel of the North. Over.
Definitely wasn't the shag.
Yeah. Over. Reached the furthermost point of the walkway. Over. Only to return to civilization.
Over. He's singing to himself. Five bridges across the Tyne by the night. Even though there
run
are now.
Run seems to have passed seven that bridges. Incident over. Or at least the podcast has over, despite initial concerns. Over.
Yeah, don't stop now, because we're quite near my house. We're not that near. You know, just keep running.
No, I'll be fine.
Clean white snow.
I've been fine.
Clench.
So what you got now, then? You got 2 weeks till the big day.
Yeah. So, I'm looking at running a, you know, just a steady, see what I fancy this week.
Yeah.
3 6-70-mile runs.
Yes, yeah.
This one's probably a bit shorter than that, but that's fine.
Yeah.
And then I think I was planning on heading off to Brighton at the weekend and not doing any running.
Right.
That's what my diary says.
Yeah.
But actually, from here, I think what I might do is get down there and just do a park run on Saturday. In fact, much as I'd love to go to Preston Park, I kind of want to go down the front and run in Hove.
Yes.
Because I love that spot for running. So
have they got a park run just right down the front there?
Yeah, on the Hove.
Oh, that sounds lovely.
Hove Promenade.
Yeah.
So
that'd be brilliant.
Once again, if you're listening on Friday, I'm going to Hove. The one thing I want most out of Saturday is to meet my hero, Rob Deering.
Yeah.
And for God's sake, don't go.
He's in bed.
Because I'll be in bed. But no, I think I'll be there doing that.
Yeah.
That's a clap. That was a clap of commitment.
Because Brighton is it's quite containable, isn't it? The gigs and isn't the hotel quite close to the Comedia?
Yeah.
Right.
Although, I have got... oh, no, I thought I had 3 gigs on Friday, but I haven't got 2 gigs on Friday.
Right.
But equally, you know, as someone who often runs the park, I remember when I took that alarm clock off, I was planning on running...
Yes.
...between 10 and 13 miles to the park.
I know.
I literally might get a cab to this park on a
Saturday. Yes, yeah, that would be good.
Or actually...
Get an Uber around it.
...grab a vehicle, are you?
Yeah.
I'll get take a bicycle. Maybe you can borrow a bicycle or someone to give me a piggyback down to it.
Yeah,
I don't want to use a car.
Well, it's bound to be fast and flat, that one, isn't it?
Yeah. I love it. I've got a memory of coming in on that. I just got good memories of running there. The two that spring to mind are earlier this year trying to get up to 20, which was fabulously tough, actually, because I'd really worn myself out in the hills.
Yeah.
But satisfying. And then last year, the Brighton Half.
Right.
And it was so, you know, the day was like a jewel. And just coming out onto the front there, past all those different coloured huts, with everyone coming in and we were that distance. I think the turning point was about 3 miles out. So it's that classic balance of being pretty tired, but knowing that the end is coming now, you know?
Yeah, nice.
Just holding on for it. So there we are.
There we go.
We have gone.
Lots of fun was had.
Yeah, we went to... no one knows how far we went because my... Yeah, there you go, 4.62. So it's best part of 5.
It's a bit of time, yeah.
And before we go, have you got any PBs?
Yes, I have got some PBs, absolutely.
Okay.
Let's have a look at the PBs. Did you get any...
There weren't any new ones. So you've already done them. Steve, cue the music.
Cue the music, we have.
By the way, also before we get started, there's quite a few people around. So just be ready.
It's like... Carl Shirley, Chester Marathon, he ran 4 hours and 40, a new PB over the marathon distance.
Surely that was 4 hours and 40 seconds.
No.
That's 4 hours and 40 seconds.
Was it?
I think so. I'm pretty sure.
Carl.
Yeah, we'll look up. Either way.
Carl.
I think it's four hours and 40 seconds.
Oh, no, I feel we've undermined
that. That was the first one.
Martin Adams, a new 10K PB of 63 minutes and 45 seconds.
No, that's 63 minutes and 45 minutes.
He ran that in the rain. Well done. A hilly course as well. Well done, Martin Adams.
Yeah, brilliant. Go, Martin.
Ben Marlowe, he ran a distance PB of 30 kilometres in Brisbane. So well done. Furthest he's ever run. So we're having that. Well played, Ben. Run a long way, mate. 30K, mate.
Mate. It's British, though.
Chris Milbourne, very fast bloke.
Here's
very
my son.
Fast bloke.
He tried to ninja on us. We're just doing the PBs. Yeah, we've already messed them up twice already. So hi, nice to see you. I haven't seen
him
all weekend.
Have you not?
You can go in the house. It's fine. I'll knock the door for you.
Robbed a bit of household admin now.
Mummy's in. She'll let you in. We'll be in a second. You'll be able to hear us.
Chris Milbourne, very fast bloke. Loads of PBs. Within a month, you run all these. Cardiff 10K in 35 minutes and 33 seconds.
What?
What? A track 5K in 60 minutes and 57 seconds.
Wow.
And then 3 minutes of his PB of half marathon at the Great North Run, 77 minutes and 15 seconds. Well played, Chris.
And elastic
fast.
As well. Different distances.
Fast. He's seriously fast.
Yeah.
And Lowe, who actually reported
Sweet Chariot.
She reported the race thing in the police force.
Achievement friend, low.
Young lady,
taking it to the station.
Chester Marathon, not 3 minutes off a PB for a time of 4 hours, 57 and 24 seconds. Therefore, smashing the 5-hour barrier. There we go. There we go. Cheers, Anne. Well done. Congratulations.
So not so much over as under 5 hours.
Well done, that's brilliant. 3 minutes off a PB. Well done, Anne. Will Barrett smashed his PB for the Cardiff half. 1 hour, 39 and 46 seconds. Well played, Will. Julian Dazeel. He's leading us into a different direction, actually. He's asking for a non-PB klaxon because he's going down the other side. And I don't think that's a bad idea. At some point, we need to celebrate PBs and then celebrate people. Yeah. The decline.
We sing a sad song.
Julian Dazeel went 3 hours and 22, 8 minutes off his PB at Chester. Martin Hutchinson. Hello, Martin. Friend of the show. Same, I missed him at the race of the week. He did the Sowerby Park run. Got a PB. 21 minutes and 32 seconds. Well played, Martin. And Kevin Hutchins, who I chatted to before the Yorkshire Coast 10K, he got 2 minutes off his PB for the 10K distance. 53 minutes and 10 seconds on a wet, blistery morning. Well run, Kevin. Thus concludes this week's PBs.
Hooray! And my son's home from school. And we will have to find out if that was 40 seconds or 40 minutes.
Yes, we will. We will sort that out. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Is that I write them.
I write them in biro on paper and sometimes don't understand what I've written.
You have to basically turn the internet back into papyrus.
Yeah. What does this mean, this code? So get in touch because loads of people are running loads of distances at the moment. I'm sure there's some PBs I missed. So
it's the season. It is the season.
Little
and if you're anywhere near London and you're hearing this weekend, come to the gig on Monday.
Yes, Monday the 14th at the Comedy Store. It's going to be great.
With Paul Tomkinson and Rob Deering.
Right.
Cut.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.